Hey, just a word before we get started today. You remember when you were a kid and you missed school? You had to bring a note from your mom when you went back the next day. Well, this is my note. I had the show all ready to record yesterday when a very intermittent heart thing suddenly started with me. It's nothing to worry much about, but when it does happen, there's nothing I can do but lay down and wait for it to pass. Sometimes it takes just a couple hours, sometimes 2 or 3 days. This time it was about 14 hours, but now I'm back to normal. Or as normal as I get anyway. So let's start the show. This episode of the LifeSpring Family Audio Bible is brought to you in part by Webb's Easy Bible Names Pronunciation Guide. Yesterday, someone purchased a PDF version from the website, easybiblenamesguide.com, and then shortly thereafter, they sent me an email saying that they were having difficulties downloading it. Well, when I get an email from someone that was kind enough to buy my book, I answer it as soon as I possibly can. If I'm in the office or studio, or even if I'm out and about, I get notified right away that my help is needed, and I do whatever's necessary to make sure that they're taken care of. Well, long story short, the buyer was, shall we say, not very tech savvy, and they didn't know how to download the file from the link that was emailed to them when they completed their purchase. So we arranged a time via email that I could phone them back to talk them through the download process. Well, after we got the file downloaded to their computer, we spent a few minutes just kind of getting to know each other. Turns out they're in a Bible study. They're going through the book of Isaiah, and they weren't satisfied with just trying to do the best they could with names like Uzziah, Pekah, Shear-Jashub, and Jeberechiah. Well, it felt really good when several times in our conversation, they told me what a great blessing it is to have such a great tool. And of course, that's why I put this book together. It's a blessing and an honor to me to be able to put this tool into the hands of people who love God's Word. And guess what? You too can own a copy of Webb's Easy Bible Names Pronunciation Guide. It's available as a PDF and as a real printed on paper, hold in your hands book. Just go to easybiblenamesguide.com to pick yours up. Every name in the Bible is there, with every English spelling from every English translation, so you'll always be able to find out the right way to say any name you come across. EasyBibleNamesGuide.com. Take a look. Thanks. Welcome to the new LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, episode 547. My name is Steve Webb, and I'm your host. If this is your first time here, allow me to give you a hearty welcome. Thank you for joining us. It's great to meet you. If you're already a member of the LifeSpring Family Bible, and I consider you a family member if you've listened more than once, I'm so pleased that you're here today, too. The reason for this podcast is people say all the time, I need to read the Bible more, but it's so hard to stick with it. Well, this is the podcast that helps you stay on track. On Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, we read the Old Testament, with the New Testament being read on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And I usually take a minute or two after the reading to say a few words about what we read, a sort of commentary, if you will. However, I'm going to have to forego the commentaries starting today and the next 13 or so episodes. Why? Well, my youngest son, who currently lives here at home with mom and dad here in Southern California, has taken a job way out in North Carolina, and I'm going to drive out with him to help him get his apartment set up. We don't actually leave until next week, but once we do leave, I'm not going to be able to do any of these shows for you. So I'm recording the shows ahead of time so that we don't miss any readings. I'm not doing the commentaries because I frankly don't have enough time to write that many of them that far in advance. But I do want you to have your daily LifeSpring Family Audio Bible while I'm gone. I hope that's okay with you. Well, today we're going to begin the book of Ezekiel, and we'll read chapters 1 through 3 from the New American Standard Bible. Let's begin. Ezekiel chapter 1. Now it came about in the 30th year, on the 5th day of the 4th month, while I was by the river Kebar among the exiles, the heavens were opened, and I saw visions of God. On the 5th of the month, in the 5th year of King Jehoiakim's exile, the word of the Lord came expressly to Ezekiel the priest, son of Buzi, in the land of the Chaldeans by the river Kebar, and there the hand of the Lord came upon him. As I looked, behold, a storm wind was coming from the north, a great cloud with fire flashing forth continually, and a bright light around it, and in its midst something like glowing metal in the midst of the fire. Within it were figures resembling four living beings, and this was their appearance. They had human form. Each of them had four faces and four wings. Their legs were straight, and their feet were like a calf's hoof, and they gleamed like burnished bronze. Under their wings on their four sides were human hands. As for the faces and wings of the four of them, their wings touched one another. Their faces did not turn when they moved. Each went straight forward. As for the form of their faces, each had the face of a man. All four had the face of a lion on the right, and the face of a bull on the left, and all four had the face of an eagle. Such were their faces. Their wings were spread out above. Each had two touching another being, and two covering their bodies. And each went straight forward. Wherever the spirit was about to go, they would go, without turning as they went. In the midst of the living beings, there was something that looked like burning coals of fire, like torches darting back and forth among the living beings. The fire was bright, and lightning was flashing from the fire, and the living beings ran to and fro like bolts of lightning. Now as I looked at the living beings, behold, there was one wheel on the earth beside the living beings, for each of the four of them. The appearance of the wheels and their workmanship was like sparkling beryl, and all four of them had the same form, their appearance and workmanship being as if one wheel were within another. Whenever they moved in any of their four directions without turning as they moved. As for their rims, they were lofty and awesome, and the rims of all four of them were full of eyes round about. Whenever the living beings moved, the wheels moved with them, and whenever the living beings rose from the earth, the wheels rose also. Wherever the spirit was about to go, they would go in that direction. And the wheels rose close beside them, for the spirit of the living beings was in the wheels. Whenever those went, these went. And whenever those stood still, these stood still. And whenever those rose from the earth, the wheels rose close beside them, for the spirit of the living beings was in the wheels. Now over the heads of the living beings there was something like an expanse, like the awesome gleam of crystal spread out over their heads. Under the expanse, their wings were stretched out straight, one toward the other. Each one also had two wings covering its body on one side and on the other. I also heard the sound of their wings like the sound of abundant waters as they went, like the voice of the Almighty, a sound of tumult like the sound of an army camp. Whenever they stood still, they dropped their wings. And there came a voice from above the expanse that was over their heads. Whenever they stood still, they dropped their wings. Now above the expanse that was over their heads, there was something resembling a throne, like lapis lazuli in appearance. And on that which resembled a throne, high up, was a figure with the appearance of a man. Then I noticed from the appearance of his loins and upward, something like glowing metal that looked like fire all around within it. And from the appearance of his loins and downward, I saw something like fire, and there was a radiance around him. As the appearance of the rainbow and the clouds on a rainy day, so was the appearance of the surrounding radiance. Such was the appearance of the likeness of the glory of the Lord. And when I saw it, I fell on my face and heard a voice speaking. Ezekiel chapter 2. Then he said to me, Son of man, stand on your feet that I may speak with you. As he spoke to me, the Spirit entered me and set me on my feet, and I heard him speaking to me. Then he said to me, Son of man, I am sending you to the sons of Israel, to a rebellious people who have rebelled against me. They and their fathers have transgressed against me to this very day. I am sending you to them who are stubborn and obstinate children, and you shall say to them, Thus says the Lord God. As for them, whether they listen or not, for they are a rebellious house, they will know that a prophet has been among them. And you, son of man, neither fear them nor fear their words, though thistles and thorns are with you, and you sit on scorpions. Neither fear their words nor be dismayed at their presence, for they are a rebellious house. But you shall speak my words to them, whether they listen or not, for they are rebellious. Now you, son of man, listen to what I am speaking to you. Do not be rebellious like that rebellious house. Open your mouth and eat what I am giving you. Then I looked, and behold, a hand was extended to me, and lo, a scroll was on it. When he spread it out before me, it was written on the front and back, and written on it were lamentations, mourning, and woe. Ezekiel chapter 3. Then he said to me, Son of man, eat what you find. Eat this scroll and go speak to the house of Israel. So I opened my mouth, and he fed me this scroll. He said to me, Son of man, feed your stomach and fill your body with this scroll which I am giving you. Then I ate it, and it was sweet as honey in my mouth. Then he said to me, Son of man, go to the house of Israel and speak with my words to them. For you are not being sent to a people of unintelligible speech or difficult language, but to the house of Israel, nor to many peoples of unintelligible speech or difficult language whose words you cannot understand. But I have sent you to them who should listen to you. Yet the house of Israel will not be willing to listen to you, since they are not willing to listen to me. Surely the whole house of Israel is stubborn and obstinate. Behold, I have made your face as hard as their faces, and your forehead as hard as their foreheads. Like emery, harder than flint, I have made your forehead. Do not be afraid of them, or be dismayed before them, though they are a rebellious house. Moreover, he said to me, Son of man, take into your heart all my words which I speak to you, and listen closely. Go to the exiles, to the sons of your people, and speak to them, and tell them, whether they listen or not, thus says the Lord God. Then the Spirit lifted me up, and I heard a great rumbling sound behind me. Blessed be the glory of the Lord in his place. And I heard the sound of the wings of the living beings touching one another, and the sound of the wheels beside them, even a great rumbling sound. So the Spirit lifted me up and took me away, and I went embittered in the rage of my spirit, and the hand of the Lord was strong upon me. Then I came to the exiles who lived beside the river Kibar at Tel Abib, and I sat there 7 days where they were living, causing consternation among them. At the end of 7 days the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, I have appointed you a watchman to the house of Israel. Whenever you hear a word from my mouth, warn them from me. When I say to the wicked, You will surely die, and you do not warn him or speak out to warn the wicked from his wicked way that he may live, that wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood I will require at your hand. Yet if you have warned the wicked, and he does not turn from his wickedness or from his wicked way, he shall die in his iniquity, but you have delivered yourself. Again, when a righteous man turns away from his righteousness and commits iniquity, and I place an obstacle before him, he will die. Since you have not warned him, he shall die in his sin, and his righteous deeds which he has done shall not be remembered, but his blood I will require at your hand. However, if you have warned the righteous man that the righteous should not sin, and he does not sin, he shall surely live, because he took warning, and you have delivered yourself. The hand of the Lord was on me there, and he said to me, Get up, go out to the plain, and there I will speak to you. So I got up and went out to the plain, and behold, the glory of the Lord was standing there, like the glory which I saw by the river Kibar, and I fell on my face. The Spirit then entered me and made me stand on my feet, and he spoke with me and said to me, Go shut yourself up in your house. As for you, son of man, they will put ropes on you and bind you with them so that you cannot go out among them. Moreover, I will make your tongue stick to the roof of your mouth so that you will be mute and cannot be a man who rebukes them, for they are a rebellious house. But when I speak to you, I will open your mouth, and you will say to them, Thus says the Lord God. He who hears, let him hear, and he who refuses, let him refuse, for they are a rebellious house. May God richly bless the reading of his word. Tomorrow we're going to complete the book of 1 Thessalonians. I hope you can be here. Until then, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Bye.